I'm going to sew this. I just see the Lord on this man here in the navy shirt. I don't know who you are, but I just feel like I want to sew this into, you're with the Conservative Party. You're the national director of the Conservative Party. Well, I hope that encourages you, sir. Wow. You and I. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't have my glasses on, so, okay. Yeah, with the marriage thing and all that stuff, right, yeah. Do you mind if I prophesy over you? Are you okay with that? Okay, because I, and this isn't being broadcast, by the way, and yeah, because I just saw the Spirit of God, the National Director of the Conservative Party. Okay, I just saw the Spirit of God all over you. So I just want to pray. So let's just extend our hands right now. So Father, right now, God, we thank you for this man who has a heart after you. And I just see over you that you have a heart after God, and that God's given you a spirit like that of Joshua. And I feel like one of the reasons that you got involved in this whole thing was because you actually had a spirit of faith. I see a spirit of faith that was planted in you even at a very, very young age. A spirit of faith, and there's a desire. It's like I see a mix of a two anointings on you, like that which was upon Joshua, that, you know, that said we are well able to take the land, but also that which was on David, and that's just a heart after God. And I just sense that even in this season, you know, there's been stuff that's been thrown at you, and there's been tribulation, there have been different my husband and I would call it drama, you know, there's been some stuff, you know what I mean, that's been tumultuous even as you've been heading into this next federal election. And the Lord, I just feel like the Lord wants to encourage you, and I feel like right now we are to pray that the cobwebs that are just trying to entangle things around you, and even in the strategies, the things that are trying to create confusion, I feel like we're just supposed to clear that off right now. So in the name of Jesus, we call forth the fire of the Holy Spirit, God. In every place, God, every place where there is friction, every place where there is turmoil, every place where there is drama, God, in every place even where there is threat, we say, God, we take that position like Joshua, and we say, is not our God able? Is not our God able? And Father, I thank you right now, God, that a fresh spirit of faith is coming on my brother. A fresh spirit of faith is coming. I just see right now there's this fresh spirit of faith, and that when you face things, there's things that even this past week that there have been emails about and there have been conversations about with national directors, and there's gonna come a shift on you as of tonight, says the Lord, that you're going to go into those situations and into those meetings with a fresh anointing to say, is not our God able? Is not our, and you might not say it that way, but there's going to be something in your spirit that says either God is for us or he's not, you know. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for divine alignment. God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would shake everything that can be shaken, Lord, and that you would even, Father, put people in positions of influence, even within the fold right now, that genuinely have your heart, that genuinely have your strategy. And Father, we silence voices that would bring confusion. We silence voices that would be motivated under an ungodly political agenda. Father, we silence voices that would call forth compromise, God. And we say, I keep hearing this over and over again. Is not my God able? Is not my God able? Is not my God able? And I feel like the Lord's saying, even as of tonight and even as of this prayer, I feel like something's shifting right now in the spirit, that even as of this prayer, that God is going to begin to move people in around you that have that same spirit of faith, that would even be so bold as to say, hey, maybe we should pray about this before we talk about this, you know, that will have that same heart and that same agenda. So Father, I thank you that this man, I feel like I just see over your hands right now, I see gold. And I feel like God's saying that everything that you touch going forward, that I'm going to start to give you the finesse, that everything that you touch turns to gold. That everything that you touch turns to gold. And the Lord says, as your heart is for me, watch how I back you up. As your heart stays aligned with me, watch how I back you up. And as the hearts of those around you are for me, and as the hearts of those around you stay aligned with me, watch how I back you up. And Father, Shunday, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, us that you would raise up a shield around the righteous God in this party right now, that you would raise up a shield around the righteous God, and that everything that they touch would turn to gold, and that everything that they touch would prosper. And Lord, we pray, Lord, as you spoke over Joshua, where you said, every place that I put your foot, that I will give to you. Every place where you put your foot, I will give to you. Father, we ask every riding, God, Lord, every place that they put their foot, God, those that have their hearts bent to righteousness, God, that every place that they put their foot, God, that you would give it to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Shodo. And Father, yes. Thank you, Lord. And Lord God, we just say, as the body of Christ, God, we just say thank you for a man, God. Thank you for a man, and thank you for a woman who love you, because they wouldn't be in this meeting tonight, God, if they didn't. Lord, thank you for a man and a woman that love you, that have been willing to get on the field, have been willing to get out of the pew and get into the game, get into the party, so to speak. And Lord, we just thank you for them, and we ask that you would bless them, that you would bless their family, that you would prosper them, and that you would protect them. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good word. Amen. The Bible says to pray for those in authority, right? And so we're just doing Bible there.